Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, I didn't think that he could degrade himself more than he has, but he did. Remember yesterday we talked about the New York Times reporter whom, and she's simply the internet culture reporter and fine person. I'd never even heard of her before, but because she reported on issues involving women during International Women's Day and week, he attacked her mercilessly, said she had no talent. This is the decline, you know, she was at the top of the victim food chain and all this kind of stuff. And I said, you know, quite frankly, as we never do that to him. We never say, hey, he is Bowtie Barbie, bottom of the garbage can, right-wing TV. We don't say that. I mean, I say it, but I'm the only one. And but now what he did is he went even further. And he said that pregnant U.S. soldiers are a mockery of the U.S. military. Went on to say that he says the Chinese have a masculine military. You know, Tucker Carlson has some issues with women, quite frankly, with masculinity. The guy is a peculiar son gun, okay? He's a peculiar son gun. The Army hit back, the Pentagon. They said that his remarks were divisive, false, and don't reflect our values. Tammy Duckworth, senator from Illinois, who lost both legs fighting in Iraq. She's a helicopter pilot. Helicopter goes down. She loses both legs. Thank God she survived. She's in the U.S. Senate. She's married. She has a child. Thank God. She's a wonderful person. She really reamed him. It's a, hey, Tucker, you in the bow tie there. I don't remember seeing you in the Army. I don't remember seeing you anywhere, except maybe in a nightclub and a coffee shop, and you're spouting off. Women serve not only in our military, and a lot of the militaries in the world. In Israel, they're a big part of the military. In China, if Tucker Carlson thinks that the Chinese military is more manly than the American military, he has another guest coming. Take a good look at women in the Chinese military. The fact of the matter is that all billets in the military are open to everybody, and you're picked on your abilities and your preferences and what you want to do. And it sorts out by people who like certain job billets and some will like something else. And we have a very strong Army and strong Navy and strong Air Force and Coast Guard and Marine Corps. But you know, for a guy, this reminds me when Donald Trump once said that people who got killed in combat for the United States are suckers. Remember that? They were suckers. That what was in it for them? They go out to see the grave of John Kelly's son. John Kelly, 4-star Marine general, was Trump's chief of staff. Son was killed in combat. He was a Marine second lieutenant. They go out to visit his grave. Trump turns to John Kelly about his own dead son right there at their feet and goes, what was in it for him? I mean, that's beyond sociopathic and cruel. Beyond sociopathic and cruel. And this is very similar to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Because there are uniforms that are fitted for pregnant women who serve in the Army, Tucker Carlson made fun of that. He made fun of that. And this isn't some just, you know, fight about political correctness and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, this is a fundamental attack on our culture and on our military, and in praise of the Chinese military, which is our adversary and was getting much more militant in the Far East. So not much you can do about that. He gets ratings. People are outraged and they watch him. People love what he said and they watch him. Tucker Carlson, bad news, very bad news. And once again, he shames himself and his network. There is a crisis brewing at our southern border. The number of unaccompanied children crossing the border in February rose 63%. It's now 9,297 unaccompanied children were left at our border. They were left at our border, some as young as 6 years old. coyotes, some parents, brought them up from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, left them right at the border. In the past, we had arranged with the governments of these countries, and we provided compensation to keep them in their countries. And if they wanted asylum, they would apply at our embassy in their country. And when they came up, they would stay in Mexico, and there was an orderly process for deciding if they get asylum. Asylum is limited to people who are in danger of genocide because of their religion or race, which is like the Christians in Africa and the Middle East. And nobody's paid attention to that either. But there are almost 8 billion people in the world, and about half of them at least are in tough circumstances and would certainly like to go into the Europe of the United States, and you cannot accommodate everybody. You simply can't. This has to be rational. Right now, the Biden's administration is planning to fly these people, these poor young kids, not their fault, they're dumped there by their parents, to a military base in Virginia. And then what? You have to have chaperones, you're gonna find families. I mean, it's unconscionable to find adoptive families for people who are not put up for adoption by their parents. I mean, that's separating them from their parents too. I think that the correct thing to do is to restore the agreement with these countries, to process them in their country of origin. Trying to walk from Guatemala up to Texas in Arizona is very dangerous with coyotes. They're unscrupulous, there's sexual abuse, there's trafficking, and there's just general abuse. It's wrong. The problem is the leaders of these countries are by and large corrupt. The one in Honduras, the president, we have evidence that he took a $1 million bribe from the cartel. And there is a conversation with him recorded that says he will help them, quote, shove the cocaine up the gringo's nose. Now, this is the president of Honduras, okay? And we're supposed to deal with him about unaccompanied kids? There's a Mexican president during the El Chapo trial, a former one, who witness said took something like $100 million bribe from the cartels. General Cienfuegos, their secretary of defense, says we have hundreds of taped conversations in which he is working with the cartel and gets a lot of money. And Mexico threatened to expose our agents who are undercover in Mexico, endangering them and taking away their immunity if we didn't release Cienfuegos so they could try him. The minute they tried him, they let him. The minute they got him, they let him go and honored him. These are corrupt governments. There's a lot of people who think, oh, you know, this is, no, this is, these are not multicultural governments. These are corrupt governments. And what we have got to secure that border and have an orderly process of immigration. We don't have it right now. Biden's instincts are good. We don't like what Trump did, is deliberately take kids away from their parents. You can't have that. What you do is you fly the whole family back to Honduras, Guatemala, wherever they came from, and then process them there. And most of them are not going to qualify. Economic refugees do not qualify. And the sad thing is many of these countries are run by criminals. And what we have got to do is with substantial investment financially, and frankly, with military assets backing up whatever honest people they have in law enforcement and policing, take out their gangs, take out their cartels, take out their corruption in our interest. And I think that's how it should be done. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call. Tucker Carlson and Fox News, they know no shame. It's just, it's all about working people up and trying to get ratings, and be damned if anybody gets hurt in the process. As far as Central America, here's my question. It's not really the people from Mexico that are coming across the border anymore. It's from Honduras, Panama, and in that area. The economy is so bad down there that people are willing to risk their lives to get to the border, if my understanding is correct. And Biden is going to be damned if he does, and if he don't, however you say that, What are they going to have to do? Go down there with economic aid or something to fix this? Because it can't go on like this. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, Trump was savage about it. He was sadistic about it. And that was largely people like Miller and even Jeff Sessions. We're not that way. But, you know, you can be a very much of a progressive Democrat and say, dumping 10,000 children a month by themselves at our border, some as young as six, that's unconscionable. We got to do something. So you take them. What do? You find adoptive families for them. On what basis? They all had kids. They weren't being abandoned. And the truth is they are having a bad time. Most people in Africa are having a bad time. A lot of people in all of South America, in the jihadist countries and in Asia, are having a bad time. Where do they go? Well, the point is you cannot just keep flying 10,000 children a month from Texas and Arizona to a military camp, a military base in Virginia. It's going to fill up very quickly. What are you going to set up, schools? You're going to set up what? I mean, no, you can't do that. We have got to resecure that border. I think what Trump did, I mean, what Biden did, and it's very well intentioned, but he said, you know, he's going to reverse everything. The word got out all through Central America. The new guy wants us. The new guy wants us. Well, let's be a little more nuanced than that. The new guy, which is Biden and all of us, want you as fellow human beings, but we don't want you dumping six-year-old kids at the border. We just don't want it. It's not right. It's not right for them. A lot of them are not going to survive. It is wrong. How do you handle it? You don't just let anybody who wants to walk in and take care of them. I mean, so what you have to, you hit the nail on the head. They're corrupt governments. And what Biden had suggested in the campaign, which I thought was a good idea, is work with them. He has promised $4 billion to them to get them to keep their own people there, you know, improve their schooling, improve their health care. But the problem is their leaders are criminals. The cartels run those countries. The cartel runs Honduras. And so when you have that, no matter what you do for people, they want to get out. They want to get out. They want to come to the United States. As bad as Trump was, now we have Biden, and we can't have it. We simply flat out can't have it. You cannot keep taking all the children from Central America and having them just be dumped at the border. And that's what's happened. And I think that Biden's going to have to send a signal in a humane humanitarian way, that the border is closed and that anybody is there is going to stay there or go back. We'll fly them back to their host country. They'll be processed down there. A few of them may get asylum. I don't know their circumstances, but you can't give asylum based on the fact that you have a corrupt and violent country. You bring in all of Africa and all of Central America. And somebody better wake up to that real quick, because the elections are coming up in 2022, and this is going to be an issue. More importantly, most importantly, it's a humanitarian issue. It's a humanitarian issue in the interests of these kids. They're simply being dumped. That's wrong. I'm going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.